Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang.
Probably best not to have Griff around for this anyway.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports with a capital
F. This is Sports with a capital.
This is CAPF Sports.
Indeed it is. It's Sports. In fact, it's Sports with a capital
F.
Podcast. I'm Graham. I'd like to welcome you all here. Griff couldn't be with us, and as stated before the music, it's probably for the best. We're going to use this wonderful holiday to celebrate not working super hard and play some clips from some previous episodes, things that you've probably never heard. But let's get into it and let's enjoy it, and happy holidays again. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. Enjoy the following days, too, because you could enjoy this after you think you're all 420'd out. Sports with a capital F is there to be super late. Enjoy.
This is sports with a capital F.
I do. I think that's a pretty good observation of marriage. I mean, can you back me up on that? That's like being on a roller coaster.
I think that your experience with marriage was the same one I had early in life, and now you're basically to a point where you just don't understand.
All right, no, hold on. I can keep a straight face through this. No, it's more like when you get on a roller coaster, you can go up the hill. You know, you go up the hill and you get to the top and it is spectacular. It's like, it's awe-inspiring. You get to the top of that roller coaster and then you drop all the way down. And regardless of loops or turns, or even if there was like a space in the track and you jumped it and landed it, like none of that would equal the excitement of being at the top. And being at the top is the moment right before you get married, America.
And I understand your perspective because I'm an expert on perspective. I spent many years studying the human psyche and why people behave to do and what's behind the thoughts we have.
Troy University graduate, Griff McGriff.
And I understand and I sympathize with your thought, but like I said, just where we stand, we're in different places. We have different perspectives. It's like a man who lives in China and a man who lives in L.A. I mean, they're going to have different perspectives on different things. We might as well be living on the other side of the world when it comes to relationships. And I respect what you're saying, and I understand where you're coming from. You just don't understand.
You know, that was a classic ruse of yours right before you got married, when I was like, well, here's all these objective things about getting married that we both already know, and you would only say, you just don't understand. Yeah, that was it. I feel like I'm doing okay. I feel like I can hum the melody.
Well, I'm going to take a shower right as I was going to do the podcast.
And just take this off here. Beep. Griff is a married dude telling me about how awesome it is. Doop a doop a doo. He's telling me how awesome being married is. We're back. Tell me about how awesome being married is.
There's nothing wrong with that. I just said my 2-year-old out to seek my wife out. He loves baths, and if he finds out you're in there,
bath time. Bath time.
Or dealing with a 2.5-year-old who really wants some bath time, and you just happen to be in one. So, you know, however that works out for you. But,
I feel like I have to get up again and go find my notes. So you do that, and I'm going
to go. Yeah, I need to pour a little bit more liquor in my drink, and then when I come back, shut my door.
Okay, all right. Hold on. We'll be right back.
The United States dropped the mother of all bombs today.
Did we? We dropped the Moab offensively?
Yes, we did. We dropped it in Afghanistan.
Whoa.
Yeah. Largest non-nuclear weapon ever used in combat.
On people? We dropped it on people? Because I remember that bomb when me and you were still in the Air Force. They tested that bomb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we dropped it like 2 hours ago. There was like a net. I guess it was like, you know, they had an extensive network of tunnels and all that good stuff. And
what?
They pulled the trigger on it.
Wow. I mean, I really, it, whoa, where'd they drop it? I mean, it couldn't.
Afghanistan.
No, I mean, was it on a village or just on like a random patch of.
On a village.
Ooh.
PR guy. It was on some sort of ISIS thing or something. I guess it was a place.
It was on. I'm an NPR guy, but you said it was on some sort of ISIS thing. When we're talking about a huge.
I mean, I'm just saying, you were like, was it on a village? It was like, no, actually, it was on a children's hospital. But I mean, it was, you know.
Do you understand how many bombs we drop on civilians? That was the only thing I was thinking. Yeah, I was.
But I'm just saying.
Because you just said it was the largest non-nuclear attack. You
just said it was the last.
No, that was not how I said it at all.
It was. It's how you came off.
Because ISIS, the Taliban, they occupy these areas. Like they did it. They do it all the time. And you have to either go in and fight them in urban combat.
Why wouldn't your first assumption be, was it on a military base? You were just trying to
sensationalize. Because this is the war we're fighting. And whose military base are we dropping that on in Afghanistan? All right,
and there were guys walking around and around.
You
like
just
a bunch
said,
of
let's not
guns.
Get down on a
and there
sad
were like
note.
Several tanks parked out back.
So
and I think there was like one of those army jeeps with a star on it. I'm almost certain now that I think of it.
I'm sure.
But at the end of the day, we dropped the biggest fucking bomb ever. Other than, you know, the other bomb
that's
we dropped.
That's not funny. I'm trying, right, the last big.
Well, I mean, they didn't drop it. I mean, what we did in Japan was horrific. We
that's what I'm saying. Bomb. The last time, you're like comparing it to the last largest bombing. And the last,
well,
the last
largest, the largest
bombing.
The weapon ever used out that was non, you know, non-nuclear. The largest just boom. Of all time, I guess just non-nuclear.
No, I'm sure you would measure. I think it measures. It measures in the kilotons. I would imagine. Like I mean,
oh yeah, it's mushroom cloud.
In a fraction, in a fraction of a kiloton, I would guess. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the mushroom cloud. It's the big boy. Whatever was around it, under it, in the vicinity was definitely all those tanks and.
Yeah, that ISIS airfield, I'm sure, which was bombed.
Yeah, all their fighter jets were taken
yeah,
out.
Yeah, all of them, I'm sure. All right.
I was kind of being a smartass when I was like on the lighter news. I assumed you'd heard of it. Or
no. You know what? Someone at work was like, we just bombed Afghanistan. And I said, yeah, we do that all the time. But that they buried the lead because I can't with the news right now. I can't.
Yeah, it's just like, it's all over.
Every 2 days, I'll reinform myself every 2 days. And if 2 days ago it was real fucked up, I'm not reinforming myself. What is that doing
I
for me?
I was looking
that was enough.
For some Atlanta Hawks material and
jeez.
Found it. Yeah, well, it's a funny thing. Anytime anyone gets it, hit in the nuts.
Yeah.
Unless it's you.
Right. Well, now, what is that, though? Why do we, even guys, like, we see someone get racked, and it's still funny to us, even though we know it's the worst thing ever.
Maybe it's because when people get hit in the nuts, they act, you know, people get punched in the arm or the stomach or something, and they're a little dramatic about it, like they overdo it a little.
Yeah.
And when people get hit in the nuts, even a little bit, it looks like they're almost faking because of their reaction.
Right.
It's always a
okay,
little
I
delayed.
I can see that, yeah.
But if you've ever been hit in the nuts, you understand that it's not pretend. That
no.
Shit hurts.
Yeah, no, and it does seem a little bit delayed because you think you've escaped, and then it's like your intestines are on fire.
Yeah, what is that? What is that? How is that shit tied in? It's horrible.
Yeah, what sort of evolutionary benefit was there to that? I guess to protect them. I guess it's like an evolutionary
trigger. Yeah, I guess
trigger.
It's like that is
yeah.
Super bad.
Yeah, do not let anything impact these. They're very important to the perpetuation
yeah.
of the species. Maybe that's it. But so then why is that why it's funny to us? Like it's like a tribal thing. Like, oh, there's a guy who might not be able to make babies.
Because they take a little thump and they act like you just stabbed him with a sword. I mean, it looks...
Rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, because it feels something like that. I imagine that would feel. You know, I'm sure it's not as bad, but it's got to be somewhat close. I jumped up in the air one time playing basketball, and there was a time where I could jump up in the air, and the guy, it was actually for defense, and he kind of, like, did the number where, like, you know, they pull the ball down and lean over, but he kind of stepped back into me, so I pretty much landed on his back, like, on his, like, hip.
Ugh.
Like, my balls were, like, smashed on his hip. I still remember exactly how it felt.
It is.
Nothing like catching the Holy Ghost.
But, yeah, I mean, all last season, I just couldn't get enough of how funny it was seeing those pictures of Draymond Green kicking guys in the crotch. It just never got... Yeah, it wasn't funny.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is a capital F.
This is Sports.